So it is that time of year where you should be thinking about yourself. It is a fresh start. Ideal Image Med Spa wants to help make 2022 all about you by giving you more time and confidence in your life with up to 60% off laser hair removal. When it comes to your body, you want the experts, and that is Ideal Image Med Spa. Treat yourself to laser hair removal with up to 60% off from your cell phone. Call #250, say the keyword Radio Ray. That's #250, say the special keywords Radio Ray for up to 60% off with locations in Uptown, Altamont, Dr. Phillips, Waterford, and Lakeland. Tell them that Ray from XL sent you with Medical Director Michael McClure, MD.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is a special edition of the Better Lawns and Gardens show. We are not going to be taking any calls this morning or texts, but I have one of my favorite people with me today, and it's Tom McCubbin, the original host and host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I like that title, host emeritus.
Yes.
That's kind of neat. And believe it or not, I do tune in from time to time, and you're doing a great job. You've continued on the program in great form, I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, it's all because of you. And so we could definitely have a mutual admiration society party with us today. And we'd like to welcome Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Super excited.
Starting a new year off.
Exactly. Well, Tom, we want to say that we're having the two-hour show today, but you're not coming back. You're not coming out of retirement.
No.
But you're here to celebrate, and I just thought it would be fun to have you back.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to end the old year and start a new year off right, and I'm starting it right with you.
That's wonderful. Well, we're going to be talking about the past 2021 memories. We've got a lot of memories.
We do. Mm.
And then also the gardening trends that we saw this year and predictions for next year. And then also, too, our New Year goals and what we are going to try and do in 2022.
I've got some I never finished from last year. I'm going to add those in, I believe. I think everybody has that.
I think so. You know, it's just the to-do list keeps just getting longer and longer. And that's going to be fun. We're also going to have special guests today. We are going to have our Better Lawns and Gardens favorite, Lance Walheim. He's going to be joining us. And then also Randy Schultz with Schultz Communications. He's going to be joining us, too.
Yeah, and they always have good information. And maybe Lance may have a special announcement for us.
I'm hoping he does.
Me too.
I've been waiting with bated breath for that. That's going to be wonderful. And so, Tom, what kind of memories, what are your main thoughts when you think of 2021?
2021, I think of the pandemic, getting vaccinated, not being able to be out with my groups that I like to be out with. I think in January of 2021, we did have a group meeting. We were all outside. It was cold. I think we started the program, it was something like 49 degrees or something. And we all had our masks on. So, those are the type of memories that I have. And we have opened it up throughout the year. I know you've given programs, and I have too now.
Yes. I'm getting more and more calls for next year, too. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
That we're, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. And the other thing is the shortness of supplies of a lot of things that I recall. You just can't get things like you used to.
Well, I tell you, this year with my landscape design business and most businesses in the green industry, thankfully, we were very blessed that we're in Florida and that we could still continue to work. That was a good thing. The green industry wasn't shut down. But this has been the year of hurry up and wait.
Yes.
Hurry up and wait for appointments to get, on a contractor's schedule to get materials. I've just been so surprised that things that we could just walk into any box store and pick up that we can't even get from the specialized companies.
Yeah, the labor market has been really rough, actually, finding people to work, to do the mowings, to do the maintenance. I know a lot of the maintenance companies I deal with were just behind during the summertime. They couldn't find the people to do it.
Exactly.
And the weeds were growing and what have you.
It has been, items with labor, my crews couldn't get metal edging. They couldn't even get rocks because
really?
The trucks, weren't
couldn't
driving.
Do it. Yeah.
Couldn't do it. And so it's just been, kind of hard to explain. We'd love to do this, but we can't. The other issue over this last year has been the rainfall. up in North Florida, our good friends, you know, Bob and Jim, they've had over 62 inches of rain this year. And that's affected whether, you know, you have sod coming in and whether they can even dig the sod up. And so you think, okay, next week I'm going to put a sod, you know, put turf in. And they call you, you know, the morning of and said, nope, it's too wet.
Too wet, can't mow. And, you know, it's just amazing that Central Florida is finishing out at about 5 inches behind, somewhere around there.
That's surprising to me, yeah. And because, I mean, there was a couple of times this year you were saying, nope, didn't get any rain. And it was the summertime, which we should have gotten at least, you know, a half inch or something. And you went weeks without getting any rainfall.
Oh, yeah, at least 2 weeks at one time. And the other thing, the temperatures have dropped. You know, the temperatures across Florida aren't even. And it amazes me that in the Gainesville area, they'll be 10 degrees cooler than Central Florida, and they'll be often 5 or more degrees cooler than Tallahassee.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's very hard. We do get a winter here in Florida, Virginia. And so, yes, you know, we do have that. It's surprising that people who come down from up north, they don't realize we get so cold. And that kind of leads me into some of the things we're going to be talking about today are the gardening trends that we're seeing for the future. And we'll be discussing that. And we'll also, again, be interviewing some really great people.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is a special edition of Better Lawns and Gardens for the new year. And we're not taking any phone calls or text messages. But if you would like to, you know, listen in on podcasts and shows that you've missed in the past, you can go to the Better Lawns and Gardens website and you can download them. Or you can go to Audio Boom also as well. You can just even just Google Better Lawns and Gardens. We're on Audio Boom, Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're on all across all the various aspects.
And you've done all this. That is neat. It's hard to miss us now. You don't have an excuse.
You don't have an excuse. You can just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can find us. So we're going to be right back with some more of Mr. Tom McCubbin. He is back, host emeritus, and your information on gardening. We're going to talk about the trends for the year, New Year's goals, and also we're going to ask Lizzie a couple of questions, too. So we're going to have her there. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. This is a special edition, a special program, and we have myself, Tom McCubbin, Teresa Watkins, and Lizzie, and we're just having a good time.
We are. It's been a great year, and I'm glad to see it go.
Me too. And I hope this is going to be a much better one, actually. It just really binds me up not being able to get out with crowds and having all the people around and everything that horticulturists do.
Exactly. And then also, too, just being hug deprived. I was really deprived, and I'm a hugger, and so I really missed that, especially with my clients and with, you know, our workshops, the garden club groups that we do. They really are so loving, and that's really tough.
And have to have the mask on in some areas.
Yeah, and you can't see me smile. You can't see your smile. And so it just doesn't carry the same kind of weight. So I'm glad that we, you know, are getting out of that. But, you know, 2021, we hosted the show from our homes.
I know.
That was a learning experience.
It was. We were off for, I think, 2 weeks, and you said, I can do it from home. And I said, well, if she can do it from home, I can do it from home. So you had a special setup for broadcasting, and I did it over the phones, and Joni had hers section there. And so it worked out well. The sound wasn't quite as good as being in the studio.
No, it wasn't. And it's not the same. We kind of stumbled over each other. You know, stepped on you when you were talking and when I was talking, because we couldn't see each other.
Well,
we were
doing point at each other and say, it's your turn.
That's so true. But it was a good learning experience, and we really, it got us through, you know, and it got a lot of people through.
Yeah, and we're back at the station now, which
is a beautiful station.
It is. If you can find the restrooms, that's it.
That's so true.
I was so used to the old station. As soon as we came back, they remodeled it on me.
They did. And there's so many doors and desks, and you're going, okay, where am I going here?
They need to mark it out on the floor. I don't know. and you've changed the format a little bit of the program.
Well, the format, yes. We've gone to breaks on the quarter hours and then a hard break down at the half hour. So it's just a little bit easier to get segments in and kind of, I'm so math, you know, deficient. And so,
it's good for our affiliates, too.
It is, because that's usually that's a standard, time in radio. So it worked out very well.
And you've added something special I like, dirty word.
Dirty words
of the
day. Have
you done manure yet?
I have not done manure yet. No, I'm going to,
could
though.
Do zoo-do?
Zoo. That's good. No samples. That's really good. So I like using that because we use so many words and then people don't understand when they're talking to professionals. And so I just kind of thought it would be good to bring these words up. And so it's a fun segment. There's another segment I want to add soon. So as long as I have my wish for Christmas, it's going to be Teresa's Garden Bookshelf.
Oh, yes.
And that way I'm going to have what's on my bookshelf and what new books are coming out that I'm going to keep on my bookshelf. Because, you know, there's so many gardening books out there. How do you really know what to use? And we have our standards.
I brought some old ones with me. And one of them is Lance had a portion in this one here. We'll have Lance Wallheim in a little bit. Dictionary of Horticulture.
Yes.
And this one here, I pull out. You can see the edges are kind of.
That is a great book. And I will tell you, on my bookshelf is all of your books.
Well, thank you. You know, and yours are there on mine, too. So we've got a gardening compendium.
Yes. Yeah,
and here's another one. This is university produced here. Your Florida Guide to Perennials.
I love it.
Yeah, I love this one, too. Sydney Park Brown did this one, and Rick Schoheim Horn did it. And these are just valuable books to have, reference books.
And you can have so many, and yet they don't really help you when it really comes down to it. So, you know, if you're new to Florida, you know, getting your books and getting any books by the university is a great addition to your library, and you can always turn to them, and they're always going to be relevant.
Now, I have to tell you, that's been one of my goals for a good while, to go through my bookshelves and pick off things. I have some beautiful books, and you know, they're of no value to me, pictures only.
Yeah.
And so I need to thin them out.
And so what do you usually do with your books when you...
I try to find some source that can use them. Sometimes the extension offices will take them, which is kind of nice, and they can redistribute them or put them in their libraries.
Yeah. Lizzie,
you can donate them to your local library.
Yep. That's a good idea.
I figured Lizzie would know that. That's for sure.
So Lizzie, what are some of your memories of 2021?
A lot of great opportunities that God opened up for me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and my family. We started a business, and then I also got hired on here at iHeart. So thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm telling you, she is a dream, and I'm so happy.
She's a superhero. She just doesn't wear a cape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Lizzie, you and Teresa work well together. I enjoy the chatter back and forth.
Oh, I do, too. And it's so good that she – I said, you know, you're really knowledgeable. Okay, and that's the benefit of having a librarian. You know everything, and you know how to ask questions, and you know how to answer questions, and that's really half the battle.
Well, thank you.
You're walking encyclopedia.
Yes.
No, it's full of useless knowledge. If I ever spilled out the stuff that I knew, then we would be all shut down. So,
Tony says that too. He says that I just know so much useless stuff.
Good at trivia contests.
Yes, I love trivia, and so that works out well. So, Lizzie, what kind of books would you like to see on a garden bookshelf?
On a garden bookshelf? Fertilizer, and then how to not end up with fungus so you don't lose an entire crop of pumpkins. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I bringing up old stuff? Yes, I am.
Hey, no, I lost my butternut squash this fall. I mean, it was amazing. A downy mildew came right in, and we don't have resistance. I'm not going to go out and do a lot of spraying.
Right.
And so I was raising them for my daughter. Yeah. And I got some, but she said they were horrible tasting. So I told her, wait till spring. It'll be okay. And I know a lot of the gardening friends of mine have had the same problems. You know, there's always something that's going to fail. And this year it was my squash, my butternut squash.
Well, it just made me realize this year even more how people should know how to garden and grow their own food. And you know, because, you know, supply and demand, you know, if you need it and you don't have it, you know, the foods, vegetables, you can grow your own food.
Yeah.
And that's the important part. Extension has always been, you know, that great asset to every county, that you can find out how to grow your own food.
Yeah. Fresh from the garden. You can't beat it.
You can't. And you never grow hungry.
That's right.
You never grow hungry. So what kind of goals do you have for 2022, Tom?
I have a whole list here, and I make this goal every year to spend more time in the garden. And I was hoping that when I retired and you took over, that I would have more time. And it doesn't always work out that way, I will tell you. I think I just got tired and didn't do as much. I don't know. And the other one is something I try to do, and I haven't been able to do it the best, keep a succession of vegetables coming on in the garden.
Oh.
And also flowers. Keep sowing my seeds so that I will have something always to grow, something to pick, something to put into a planter or hanging basket or whatever. So that's just one of my goals, and it can be done, but it takes a lot of work. Here's another one, weed mower. And I got behind this year. I think a lot of people did.
I think we were overwhelmed, and you know, because this year was a great year for starting gardens. We've got more gardeners in the United States than ever before, and so people took up gardening that never have done it before. But then I think just overwhelming that people just didn't weed.
Yeah.
I've seen that in a lot of places.
And landscape maintenance companies the same way. They didn't have the crew to do it. How about you? You must have a whole list.
I do have a list. So my New Year's goals are to Facebook. We're going to really start promoting Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook. So I want more likes. So if you're out there and you're part of the Better Lawns and Gardens listening group, then you can go ahead and like our Facebook page. I would love to see that. Also, too, again, the garden bookshelf, I want to get added to the website. But I'm also going to finish another book, another volume.
It's Volume 4?
Volume 4, Gardening with the Arts.
How about that?
And it's going to be about art, sculpture, music, opera, theater, movies, television. And so the fourth volume is going to be Gardening with the Arts.
I love all those quotes in there. That's great. It's a good job.
It's a lot of fun,
too. Now, here's my question to you. Where are you going to find time to do it? You have all the activities that you're involved in.
Do you see these bags underneath my eyes? I don't sleep a lot. I'm just going to put it in there and just, you know, basically do it on the weekends, hopefully, and get it out. But usually my nights are spent designing, and my days are out in the field.
Busy people make time. That's just the way it is.
That's it.
Here's one more thing I've got to do. I've got to repair a fence. We had a big 200-pound bear visit our yard.
Wow.
And went through the fence. The fence wasn't in best of shape, I'll be honest with you. And then went over another fence and took down the bird feeders and all different kind of things. So my bird feeders are a little shorter than they used to be. But big bear. I mean, I've got pictures of him.
I want to see them. Lizzie, what are your goals for 2022?
To continue to grow here at iHeart.
That's wonderful.
That's it.
Those are great goals. Well, Tom, we're going to be back with our favorite guest, Lance Walheim, and we're going to be interviewing him and finding out his goals and his new announcements, hopefully.
Grandbaby.
And so we'll be back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you are listening today, New Year's Day, then you're listening to a special edition. We're not taking any calls. We're not taking any text messages. But you're always welcome to go to the Better Lawns and Gardens website and ask
questions.
Your questions.
Yeah.
Got a lot this week that I'm going to be talking about, you know, in the coming weeks.
And you're going to be back on as a regular next time, and they can text you then and then call in.
That's it. And also, too, I just want to let people know that if they have a question during the middle of the week, Melissa and Bud are not going to answer gardening questions or gardening text messages during the week. So if you're doing it during the middle of the week and you're saying nobody's responding to you, there's a reason why.
or the best thing to do is just keep a track of them and then call them in.
Yes.
Or text them in. A lot of people like to text these days. I noticed that over the years.
I think so. I think it gives them a little privacy. and they can just ask a question real quick and then get it answered without having to wait online. So,
and they don't have to be up personally talking.
They don't.
Some people say, I can't talk, I can't do well on the radio.
Exactly.
Things of that nature.
But they can. We love hearing from them.
We do. Yeah, we have a number calling regularly, and it's always nice to have somebody new call in, that's for sure. Yeah, and the one radio station that did Guardian one time had a segment where they would only take first-time callers.
Wow.
That might be a neat thing to do sometime.
Maybe that's a better Lawns and Gardens New Year goal.
Yeah.
That would be great.
At least one segment. Just go ahead and say first-time callers only.
There you go. And so I do appreciate that. You can go to betterlawns.com if you want to download the show, or you can go and you can see what to do each month in your garden on that. So we are Tom, Lizzie, and Teresa. That's me. Wish you a very happy new year. And you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment. Stay tuned.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, host emeritus, along with Teresa Watkins, host and grand host, and also Lizzie, our producer, doing a great job keeping us up and running.
She is amazing.
We're happy to have her doing that, I'll tell you. Here's my question. How do you get a famous person to come out and do the weed control in your walkways and yard?
I don't know. When will you be over?
Well, this is Lance Wallheim I'm talking about. He came out to my house and he sprayed. He did it for my wife. I don't know if he did it for me or not. But anyway, let me introduce author, farmer, and spokesperson for a number of products, Lance Wallheim, author of Roses for Dummies, Lawn Care for Dummies, Sisters Selecting and Grooming, and many, many other publications. And Lance, I have to tell you, I have one here, the Dictionary of Horticulture, that you had a part in, and I've about worn out. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, how are you? It's good to hear your voice. You know, and how many years have I been on your show? Maybe 10 years?
At least.
That was the best introduction yet.
I'm taking lessons from Teresa here.
Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am
Happy
great.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. I know you're looking forward to this new year. How are your family holidays? What are you going to be doing?
Well, we're going to have most of the family at the ranch, so we're really looking forward to that. We'll have people coming from the East Coast and all over California and the Pacific Northwest, so we're going to have a big party. My daughter, who you guys know, is
we're
on pins and needles here. We're waiting for her to have her baby, and you know, she's got a she won't be able to make it, obviously, with a new baby, but she's also got a 2.5-year-old who we told this morning when we took the daycare that she was going to have a new brother, and then they put the whole thing on hold. So we're kind of just sitting around waiting for a room to be available at the hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you are in our thoughts and prayers, and we're looking forward to it.
You.
I know it's going to be exciting, and everyone's going to be nice and healthy.
That's going to be neat.
It's going to be neat.
Yeah.
Now, this is number two, right?
You wouldn't give the special people in your life a generic brown box of things for their birthday. You give gifts so perfectly personal that even if you forgot to sign the card, they still know it's from you. 1-800-Flowers.com is here to help you do more of that. Make every birthday brighter with exclusive offers and great values on gorgeous bouquets and arrangements. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Grandchild?
Well, actually, this is number three.
Three? Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, you're getting to be an old guy.
thanks, Tom. Now I take back everything I said earlier.
So when you're looking at 2021, Lance, what were there any significant garden events or gardening issues that really affected you this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have, as everybody knows who listens to the show, we have had some serious drought problems, and you know, we've really tried to cut back on the irrigation, and it's meant that in some cases we haven't done some planting that we might have otherwise. So we're sitting back and hoping for rain, but it just is not coming. And we had that first deluge about a month ago, and boy, just about nothing since. So it's all about water conservation out here, but a lot of that is starting to work. We were, for Thanksgiving, we were up in the wine country and the town of Healdsburg that we stayed in. The city reduced their water use by 65%.
Wow.
Which is pretty substantial.
That's incredible.
How'd they do that, Lance?
Yeah. Well, there was no outdoor watering allowed. However, they did allow people to use tertiary treated water on their landscapes, which helped out a lot. But people really had to cut back outside, save every drop in the showers and everywhere else to keep the vegetables alive. So it was just it was serious business.
Well, you know, that just seems to take us back, you know, even decades and 100 years ago when they had to save the water too then. So, you know, yeah. It's just getting back to basics and just being good stewards of what we do in the land.
Now, Lance, this is your
really
rainy. This is your rainy season normally, right?
Yeah, it sure is. We should be having some by now. It starts this month. Seriously, it's supposed to. There is some chance for some little possibility next week, but you know, long range, we don't see a lot of water coming, and there's no snow really accumulating in the mountains.
Wow.
You know, we had the fires. That was the other big event out here. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking to find out how many of the giant redwoods we've lost. It's been a rough summer.
Tough time for you. Hey, Lance, how about 2022 gardening resolutions? You have any to share with us?
Yeah, I do. I am going to be a better planner. I have my vegetable garden right now. I've got, you know, I've got a lot of raised beds, and I've got three of them full of leeks. We had a great leek harvest last year. I went out and bought too many, and now I've got three beds full of leeks. I'm going to make sure that I've got my planting dates set and plan in my bed so that I can get everything in that I need to.
I was scared he was going to say he had got raised beds full of weeds, but I'm glad you didn't say.
You know me better than that, Tom.
Yeah, that'd be mine. I am just so far behind on some things, and weeding is one of them.
So Lance, did the drought have any effect on vegetables and farms growing vegetables? Are you seeing where you can't find as much? Or I know that, you know, Florida was seeing a lot of buying and shopping from California and Texas this year.
Yeah, there has been a little shortage, but not as bad as you might think. I mean, we grow a lot of things from seeds where we may have had transplants before. But in general, I have not missed too much stuff out there. I mean, the one place you do want to put your water when you have it is, of course, on your vegetables. So yeah. I think that's what people are doing.
Well, how about the citrus?
The citrus is looking good. We're off to with all the heat we had last summer. The crop is very early, and it's looking really good, actually. So we've picked the seedless Kishus. We picked all our Meyer lemons, and we're getting ready to start on the blood oranges. So we're excited about that.
That sounds great. Well, that is wonderful. Well, Lance, we want to wish you a happy new year, and we hope to be hearing from you in 2022. I would love you to come on again.
New grandson.
And with a new grandson. Yeah. And the family growing, and tell us all about that and give us your best advice. We love hearing from you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks for everybody, and have a great New Year's.
Thank you so much, Lance. Take care.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for him. You know, grandbabies are just everything.
Yeah. How many do you have now?
Do I have to say?
Well,
we have seven. How old do I look?
Well, our youngest now is 14.
Well, my oldest is about 22, and we have 11.
Ours is 27.
We have 11.
We got you beat. Well, you got me beat.
There you go. So you are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to a special edition of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, along with Teresa Watkins, and Lizzie's at the controls, and we're reminiscing. I like reminiscing.
We are having a great time.
Talking about the good times, having a great gardening conversation with friends like Lance Wallheim. And save your questions and call and text for Better Lawns and Gardens next time.
We will be back on the air 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we'll be taking your phone calls.
Yeah, but today, no phone calls, no texts. Sit back and enjoy. Get that cup of coffee and a donut or whatever.
Exactly.
A piece of pie, actually.
Yeah, well, maybe a couple of aspirin. From.
speak for yourself. Now, you have a big gardening extravaganza coming up. Tour.
We do. I will tell you, I am so excited about this. It was supposed to happen last year.
Yes.
And in 2020. And then in 2021, we tried to do it again, but of course, the pandemic shut everything down. And we are going to the garden capital of the United States. And it's the Brandywine Valley area with three huge botanical gardens, historic estates, the Chanticleer, Winterthur, and the Longwood Gardens.
I've been to those.
Oh, they're amazing gardens. And we're taking our friends along. And so that is going to be from June 13th through the 17th, 2022. But we've also, in September, the Philadelphia Flower Show.
Yeah, this is neat.
The largest flower show and the oldest flower show in the United States is going to be during that week. And so we're going to take another day, June 12th, and we can add, you can add that to the trip. So we're very excited. We're almost full, so we have room for a few more people. But if you'd like more information about the Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour from June 12th through the 17th, you can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, and you can find out more about it. And then you can also register for it, too, as well.
I love Longwood Gardens and Winterthur. And the garden show is great. I mean, be able to be there.
It's going to be wonderful. And, you know, it's just it's a good way to, I think when you visit other gardens, you get a lot of design tips. You get an idea of color combinations, what you'd like to match. And they are always trying out new plants and new design beds. And so it's just going to be amazing. And I think Longwood and Chanticleer have gone through renovations.
I haven't been to Chanticleer.
Okay.
I have not been there. But I have been to Longwood. And when I was a graduate student at the University of Maryland, we used to organize tours to go up there. And we'd get a busload of people from the university and going up, which was really nice.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I think I like their houses, their enclosed areas, but just walking around and seeing all the plants that were there is really neat.
It is. It's going to be a great time, and I will tell you, everybody who goes is a garden fanatic.
Yeah.
And so
that was the first place I saw lantana trained as an upright plant.
Oh, my.
Which was really neat.
Yeah.
Monkey puzzle tree. They had a monkey puzzle tree there. And I remember the graduate students, the other students asking, you know, how can a monkey climb that tree?
It's a puzzle. I will tell you, just visiting gardens around the world, you just see things that you just don't normally see elsewhere. I remember in the Glasgow Botanical Gardens in Scotland, was the first time I saw variegated St. Augustine grass.
Oh, really?
It was variegated. The one half of the leaf was green and one half was white, and there was lots of it. And then you were using it as a ornamental.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing, and I just didn't even know it came like that.
I forget which one it was. It might have been. It was in Scotland, I believe. It could have been in Ireland also. But the Tasmanian fern. And we had a person with us who grew ferns, and we were able to go back there and take a look at it. They took us back to see it.
Oh, my goodness. That's
the first time they found it, and they brought it there.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, the Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour, if you'd like to go to my website, she-consulting.com, or you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com.
Yeah, sign up before it fills up. That's the problem. Now, gardening issues, we saw a lot of them last year.
We did.
And one of them I always complain about is planting too deep. For some reason, I don't know why it is, commercial companies and residential individuals like you and me plant the plants too deep. And we've learned that we need to get them up a little bit out of the ground so the top of the root ball is above.
Right. It needs to breathe. It needs to be able to have that air circulation so it doesn't get disease issues. And, you know, people think that Florida, that you have to do the hole twice as wide and, you know, the same depth. But you want to plant it 1 to 2 inches above the ground because we have sandy soils, and it'll sink. And then when you're putting the mulch on top of it, it's going to be even worse. So you want to be able to see the crown and see the actual, even seeing the first root coming out of trees, especially. Yeah. You want to see the flare of the trees, and that's healthy.
Yeah, doesn't the University of Florida now say no mulch over tree roots?
No mulch over
them.
Yeah, and that's new. And that's one of the things, you know, when you're talking to and interviewing landscape professionals, you want to ask them, how often do they get certified? How often do they have to go back? And when was the last time they were in a classroom? Because things change. What we were talking about and teaching 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we're not anymore.
Yep. We were told when we started off to improve the fill soil. Were you ever taught that?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. Forget it.
No. No, you want to have the same soils, and it's just important. And it makes sense when you have the roots coming out. You know, it goes through a shock, doesn't know what it's doing, and it hits that good organic material you put in there. It loves it.
It's comfortable.
And it loves it. And it makes it so happy, and it grows. And then when it goes through its next growth spurt, whether it's, you know, with fertilizing or a seasonal change, it hits that sugar sand and it doesn't like it and it turns right back in. And that's how plants get girdled. And so we don't recommend adding to a single hole.
Yeah.
Now, amending a garden bed.
Whole bed.
Yeah. A whole bed. What do you use?
Well, I just use like compost is what I like to add to it if I can get it available. And outside of that, you know, I'll even use potting soil sometimes to improve.
Because it's going to have the, you know, organic materials in it. It's going to have, you know, a way for the water to get through. And it's going to absorb more a little bit. So
I'm looking for good horse manure right now. So if anybody has any, give me a call.
I'm sure that our Lake County listeners can help you there.
Now, so, you have other things also, some of your concerns.
Some of the issues that I see is people just put or use plants for shrubs or in tight places where they have to prune them often and they never get to see them bloom. And Loropetalum is one of those ones that people say, I didn't know it had a pink flower. And ligustrum trees, they don't realize that they have those beautiful, fragrant white flowers on ligustrums or viburnums. They never get to see them bloom.
Yeah. One plant I've really grown a dislike for, and I do have my list of plants I dislike, is Duranta, this gold mound Duranta.
Yep.
And those get out of bounds, and they go have voids at the bottom of them. And
I call that my bare bottom syndrome.
Yeah, I like that one, yeah. but anyway, yeah, and I don't know. I think we're overusing them and letting them grow too tall, and then they get mealy bugs and things.
And I also think, too, it's how we tell our maintenance crews, our landscapers, what we want them to do in the yard. And there are just some people who just want everything straight, and these plants shouldn't be straight. And that's what causes, you know, it's you're mandated on commercial properties to put in privacy plants so you can't see through the parking lots. And then when they prune them straight, all you can see is right through those plants.
Yep.
And it defeats the whole purpose of having that privacy. So it makes a difference on what kind of plant. Now, one plant that's a good shrub that loves to be pruned straight is the Podocarpus.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It is a
durable.
Great plant. Durable, loves to be trimmed, doesn't get any hacked edges that look like you've weed whacked it. And it can be straight.
Yeah. We had them at the old Ag Center. And we had them in the shade underneath the building. And those plants were there for, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years. And they just got pruned regularly. And the backside was a little void, but the front was full. Just amazing.
Real quick, we've got about 3 minutes here. What are your favorite plants from 2021?
Okay. I like the osmanthus you gave me, Goshiki.
Goshiki, yes.
And that has become a beautiful plant for me. It doesn't grow fast. I have it in a container, and it does well. The other one I like is Shishikoshera camellias.
I love them.
And they're blooming well right now. And I see where there's a white one out. Did you know that?
I use the white one a lot. In fact, I had a client send me the beautiful pictures of her Shishikosheras, and she is over the moon about it.
I took some of the pink ones the other day. And, you know, they can stand the shade, or also they can take a fair amount of sun also.
They can. They're really a dual, multiple-purpose shrub. Now, I like the Ficus triangularis.
Oh, it's a neat one.
It is. It looks like a variegated ginkgo biloba.
Yep.
Is what it reminds me of. And it's good for shade and indoor plants. And houseplants are really big right now. So if you want a really unusual indoor plant, get the Ficus triangularis. And then I love, and we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, the Perfecto Mundo azaleas.
Oh, yes.
They are going to be big, and they bloom multiple times a year. They have double blooms, the gorgeous colors, very elegant looking, and they only get 2 to 3 feet tall, but they are lace bug resistant.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
That's very nice. And then also to the Lamandra lime tuff.
Oh, yeah. I like Lamandra breeze, too.
And those are ornamental grasses that you do not have to prune. And so those are, you do not have to prune them. And I love them. So if you don't know where to get these plants, ask your nurseries for them, because they're going to bring in what they get asked for. And so we got to tell them there's a demand out there for it.
People don't know Lamandras.
They are amazing.
Yeah, and I have in my landscape, I had them for trial, and they're just doing well.
We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. We have another special friend of Better Lawns coming up. Tom and I are going to be giving our gardening predictions. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin and Lizzie, our fabulous producer. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You should be thinking about yourself. It is a fresh start. Ideal Image Med Spa wants to help make 2022 all about you by giving you more time and confidence in your life with up to 60% off laser hair removal. When it comes to your body, you want the experts, and that is Ideal Image Med Spa. Treat yourself to laser hair removal with up to 60% off from your cell phone. Call #250, say the keyword Radio Ray. That's #250, say the special keywords Radio Ray for up to 60% off with locations in Uptown Altamont, Dr. Phillips, Waterford, and Lakeland. Tell them that Ray from XL sent you with medical director Michael McClure, MD.